sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design. It's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number three. If you missed any parts of hours one or two, boy, you don't want to. We have a very special thing going on very quickly. Hour number one, we talked about CGR Wellness, and Tim Sheff is going to offer he's got 40 years that he has been doing naturopathic health. He has a health evaluation that he does. It's an $80 value, and for the first 40 people that send me an email at PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com, PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com, you're going to get a free consultation. We're going to do it for the first 40 people that send, and we'll start doing 10 a week starting the beginning of January. You'll be able to start off 2023 with a full health assessment by a professional in naturopathic medicine. And again, I just can't tell you how important it is to take care of your temple and take care of your body, and we want to help you do that. And then you'll get a $20 discount on your first order. So it's a $100 value, a $100 savings. It's our gift to you, to the first 40 people who will contact me at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. It's Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You'll get a free consultation. We'll set you up with those. We're taking the first 40 people. And if we get a good response, then Tim is willing to consider doing more. But you're going to determine, you, my viewers. I had 36,000 viewers on Monday, confirmed 36,000. If out of that 36,000, 40 people were to sign up, look at what that would do. If 10% gave $5, bought me that cup of coffee, that's 18,000. That's more money than we've taken in as a ministry for the last 3 months. For the last 3 months combined. Look at the difference that we could make by doing that. So there you go. And then last hour we spent with David Sumrall, StopHate.com and BloodyHill.com. Talked a lot about J6 and a lot about what's going on and what's coming. And let me read this to you as we open our segment with my good friend Don Jans, My Grandchildren's America. You can find Don under CG Contributors. Romans 13 in the United States is us. We the people are the government and the sovereigns. Our founders were challenged by the preachers to answer the question, who is your king? Is it George or Jesus? They chose Jesus. George declared himself to be a form of deity. The founders looked back at 1 Samuel 8 and 9 and the warning of God and took heed. It's why we are a representative republic and not a parliamentary democracy. When the tyrants rise up as they have, we are not fighting against God, but rather for him. Part of our mistake is disconnecting the Declaration of Independence from the Constitution. It can't be done and still have what was and is intended for America. This national theme is reflected in the constitutions of the 13 original colonies. Each one required their representatives to be professing believers and followers of the Bible. We have been infiltrated. I served in the United States Air Force as a Russian linguist in the Cold War in the early 1980s. And we heard even then the quotations, the Russians saying, we are going to take you without a shot. We will take you over without a shot. I suggest, my friends, unfortunately, that that is what has happened and we are there. Don, your thoughts.
We are there. What you read was then. What we are today is different. We are what we do and not what we say. You hear all of these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful speeches come from Washington, come from different places and talking about what a great and wonderful free country we have. We do not have a free country any longer. And what do I mean by that? Well, let's take a look at what the communists always do. When Lenin took over Russia, he understood that he had a mandate. Marx told him, you cannot end your conquest of Russia at the borders of Russia. Communism cannot exist with borders. You must break down those borders. Lenin said, where is my biggest opposition? And he looked, and at that time he said, it is three places, the United States of America, Great Britain, and the Netherlands. And he saw the United States as its biggest, as his biggest enemy in communism. And he said, here's what we're going to do. We are going to infiltrate them because that is how we will capture them. We are going to infiltrate them in primarily three different areas. Number one, we're going to infiltrate their education system and make sure it becomes an indoctrination system. Number two, we are going to take over their media so we can implement our propaganda. You can't implement your propaganda unless you have control of the media.
Right.
See? We will take over at least one of the political parties. Today, through his efforts that began back in the 20s, in the early 20s, our education system is now nothing more than an indoctrination system. An indoctrination system that says government control is the only way, and you cannot, in any way, shape, or form, have God in your education system. We must get rid of God in every aspect we can. If you don't believe me, ask Kirk Cameron. Number two, our media is no longer a free media. Our media today is truly a total propaganda system for the communist movement. Number three, the Democrat Party and the Rhino wing of the Republican Party are actually implementing every aspect of communism you could possibly think. Communists believe that you must control through bureaucracy, that elected officials cannot have anything to say. Today, our bureaucracy is totally controlled by the communist movement. And our bureaucracy, the other aspect is that the communists know that you have to intimidate. You must intimidate in order to gain that control. What did Lenin do? He said, you go out, you find 100 people in a community, and you shoot them in public so everybody knows. If you won't do it, I will shoot you and get somebody else that will. Today, our bureaucracy is run by the FBI, the DOJ, and they are using their authority to intimidate us. If you don't believe me, ask the people sitting in solitary confinement in Washington today, not being charged with insurgency or with being a traitor, but if they're charged with anything, it is trespassing, and they are being punished to intimidate you and me.
Right.
I heard somebody say the other day, how do we go about combating this? And they made an extremely wise comment. They said, we will not combat this by condemning it and arguing about it and giving big speeches, but we must listen carefully. We must be about setting brush fires of freedom. What does that mean? That means that we have to talk to our friends, our family. We have to speak with people, our acquaintances, and we don't argue with them. Our purpose is to ask them questions as to what is happening in the world today and then guiding them so that they can see that this is a communist movement that is and has taken us over. Who said you must be about setting brush fires of freedom? Samuel Adams. Samuel Adams was a devoted Christian. Samuel Adams was a devoted convert to freedom. He said it does not take a majority to prevail, but an irate and tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom. My question is, are you a part of that irate and tireless minority? Are you willing to take the abuse? And you will take abuse when you are about setting brush fires of freedom. Folks, your freedom, your children's freedom, depends upon us becoming active. Just like in 1760s and 1770s, those people devoted to God, devoted to freedom, were extremely active, and many of them were roundly abused. That's where we are.
Yeah. Well, and one of the ways, you know, for you to do it is to fully understand the battle that we are in. And perhaps, you know, you don't, or there's ways that we can help you. We want to do that. We want to educate. We want to encourage you. We want to give you information that you can use around your kitchen table, if you will, to take this country back. We're offering, Dawn is offering, if you make a donation to the ministry of $100 or more, nice round number, $100 or more, we have five books that we will send you. Five books that we will send you. We will send you The Republic or Democracy, Does It Matter? We will send you Two Visions for America. Don, do you want to give a quick synopsis? We've got about a minute before we go into break. So, Two Visions for America.
Okay. Do we have natural rights or do we have entitlements? Communists always like to say that entitlements are truly rights. They're not.
Republic or democracy, does it matter?
We were founded as a republic. There's solid reasons why. Our founders unanimously said, no, we will not be a democracy. Why did they say that? We're finding out today why they said that. This is about a kid who starts to understand how this communism has infiltrated absolutely every aspect of our society. What happened to him when it was written? I didn't realize that it was as prophetic as it is.
Goodbye, Constitution, Freedom, America. The road to tyranny.
We started, both Jamestown and Plymouth started as collectivist communities. That's communism. Just to survive, they had to change. Communism always fails. It has to fail. That's what it's set up to do. What does that mean? Setting brush fires of freedom, how do we combat this? We cannot combat it by sitting around and preaching to the choir. We must get, and you don't argue with these people. You simply ask them good, solid questions. What questions do you ask them? Get this book. Contribute to the ministry. Get this book and become truly a part of that tireless, irate minority.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm here with my very good friend, Don Jans, My Grandchildren's America. And, you know, Don started this because of his grandkids, really. I mean, he started talking about these things, and that was the very first book that he wrote. Since then, he's written several other books, five of which, we're making available to you for a contribution to the ministry. If you'll contribute $100 or greater to the ministry, you can do it at the website at chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Make the contribution. I'll also throw in a free coffee cup, a mug, your own coffee mug. You can join me, cup of coffee. But $100 will get you the five books, and those include the Two Visions for America. Again, you want to give a quick synopsis on that, Don?
Two Visions for America is like I contrast freedom with a communism or collectivism, and every collectivist, every communist wants you to believe that what they give you to control you is a natural right. That's an entitlement. And an entitlement is strictly a control over people. God gave us our natural rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Amen. We'll
talk about those differences. Road to Tyranny. Folks, this book, we people tell me, oh, Don, yes, I know the history of America. And that's good. A lot of people do. But there are so many other things that we don't, so many little areas that we don't understand. What does this do? It helps us understand our freedom much better, why it was critical. It helps us understand how the left is moving us towards this control that they demand. And it takes you into areas so that you have very, very good perspective when you are setting your brush fires of freedom and you're asking these other people questions. This Goodbye Constitution, Freedom America. People don't understand how communism has infiltrated absolutely every aspect of our society. Not just our churches, not just our schools, but our day-to-day lives. And this is like a novel, and it's about this young kid who is a different kid who always questioned everything. You start to understand what's going on, what he did about it, and how he was treated. And this, it really was more prophetic than I thought. Goodbye, our republic or democracy. I wrote this for two reasons. I wasn't going to write anymore. And I was told that, Don, when you're not sure what you're going to do, pray to God and let him guide you. And I kept hearing, we have to save our democracy. And I kept in the back of my voice, back of my head, it was saying, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. And the numbers of people that do not understand the differences is incredible. So I wrote this book, Republic or Democracy, Doesn't Matter. What are the differences? Why did our founders make us a republic? What do we do? This, we don't sit and we don't complain. We have to be active. We have to be out there. We're told if we will set or plant the seed, God will water it and take care of it. When we're talking to people, we don't know whether we're planting or we're watering. This is exactly how Samuel Adams brought us to the revolution. He always set brush fires of freedom. You don't do it again by arguing. You do it by asking questions because people do not truly understand that they are every day losing their freedom. In fact, we have very, very, very few freedoms left.
And so, folks, you can pick up all those books for a donation of $100 or more, $100 or more donation to the ChildrenGenerationRadio.com, the link to Faith Harvest Church, Faith Harvest Church, our India ministry, as well as our radio program, and we'll throw in a free coffee mug for you as well. Just make your donation today. It's $100. I'll be looking for it, and then we'll have your address, and we'll get you out these books. And I've got some in stock, so I can send today. And if we get low, then I'll reach out to Don. He's committed to our ministry as well, and to seeing what we do here. And he's been with me for over 10 years now on the program, and he personally supports the ministry monthly as well. So he's putting. He's putting his money where his mouth is, so to speak, by supporting what we do here. The advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We both believe wholeheartedly that the only way we save America is to return to God. If we don't come back to God, if we don't put Jesus Christ back on America's throne, that's not creating a theocracy. It's not Christian nationalism. It's just returning us back to the values that made America great. And those values begin with an acknowledgement that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are put in us by the Creator. Not given to us. They're who you are. They are the image God created you in. And that is worth fighting for. Because it's about salvation and souls. At the end of the day. Don, God bless you. We've run out of time. Thank you so very much, sir. I greatly appreciate you. Don Jans, and you can buy more of his books at his website as well, and I encourage you to do that and to support what he's doing and invite him to come and speak at your event. He'll be happy to do so. Don Jans.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to take a break. Michelle Swinnick is back with me after this. We'll be talking about the elections in Maricopa, and more revelations about these interesting individuals that just kind of showed up in Arizona from different places long before any of this happened. This has all been set up, folks. We'll show you how right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Remember, in Proverbs 11:1, the Word of God says that God hates dishonest scales. He finds them to be an abomination. We have to stand against evil. We cannot let America become Satan's tool. Back after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically collected for its support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbal. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right, go ahead. You can go. You can get your glasses. If you're going to get your glasses.
Oh, thank you.
Right. Yeah, no. Go do that. Well, and I'm going to. Yeah, you go get your glasses. I'm going to make you. So, welcome. And again, we're running a very special thing right now. First hour of the program, we talked about it. We're going to talk extensively about it next week. But our CGR Wellness. CGRWellness.com. That's where you register for free to get your health products that I use. You can use the code ChosenGenRadio. But I want you to email me, and if you email me at PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com, PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com, if you send me an email and write free health consultation, the first 40 people who do that are going to get a free health assessment consultation with Tim Sheff, who has 40 years of naturopathic practicing experience. He's with me every Friday. He's my go-to guy on these products. And he will do a free assessment with you. And it will be personalized to you. It's not some cookie cutter thing where he says, everybody did it. No. It's going to be, what do you need? And what do you eat? And what are you doing? And where are you at? And then he will give you what he believes will help you. He will suggest for you, well, I think you should do these things to benefit yourself. And your first order that you place, you'll use the Chosen Gen Radio code and you'll get $20 off on your entire purchase. And we talked today, as an example, about the Relief Pack. Relief. R-E-L-I-E-F. Yeah, Relief Pack. And that has to do with, you know, joint pain and things of that nature. And it's got the Flex in there. It's got a CBD ointment that you put on. And then it's got Jointzymes, which are enzymes specifically designed to help build up the cartilage in your joints. Those three things. Well, if you sign up at cgrwellness.com and you put in Relief Pack after you've signed up, you put in the order, and then you use Chosen Gen Radio, that $99 packet will only cost you $79 the first time out. And you can try it, and I think that you'll so enjoy the lack of pain and the benefit that you're going to get from taking the products that you'll be committed. One of my good friends, her name is Dana, she takes the Vibe product. She just started on it. She's on it now, going on her second month. But she told me, she said, within days of starting on it, she noticed a huge difference in her mental clarity, in how she felt, all of that, okay? She ordered it. There was a delay in it arriving, and there was 2 days that she didn't have the product. She said, I felt the difference. As soon as the product arrived, I took my dosage that you take every day, and she said immediately my body responded to that. It really is that good. It really is. And so there you go. All right. CGRwellness.com. Sign up for a free health consultation. Free health consultation by emailing me at PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Well, I'm very excited to have back with me. She has been such a blessing as she's been coming on the program and talking to us about what's going on in India, but not just India. We've talked about what's going on in a variety of situations, including exposing the issues that are happening with our children. And there's going to be a lot of pontificating and bluster and so on about this Respect for Marriage Act that was just passed yesterday. Folks.
Oh, it's passed, yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, listen to me very carefully. All they did yesterday was, quote unquote, codify what they have been doing to our children for the last 25, 30 years. I'm telling you, okay, condom races have been happening in schools. Full-sized rubber male organs sitting on teachers' desks, and they hand the kids condoms, stand them in the back of the room, and have them race to the front of the room, take the condom out of the packet, and put it onto the male instrument that is sitting on the teacher's desk, and they get an award. They win if their team can do that faster than the other team, and they're broken. Wow. They are literally called condom races because they want the kids to know how to put a condom on, because they want to encourage them to have sex. Your children. And they've been doing this.
About how long?
Probably, this particular thing I just recently had heard about, so probably in the last 3 years, 4 years.
Okay.
But they have been grooming the kids in school for about the last 25 years.
Right.
Because they've been slowly introducing these things, and they've been using Kinsey, Albert Kinsey, and his studies, which go back to the late 40s, early 50s, by the way. government funded. And those studies, there's video you can find online of one of the individuals that's in the mind polluters, and she is having a debate with Dr. Phil on the Dr. Phil show, saying this stuff should not be being put into our children's education. And Michelle and I had a very in-depth conversation, and she went very deep into explaining these issues and the satanic and the demonic influence that's happening and what's going on. I want to today, though, and I've used up a bunch of our time and I apologize, but I want to today, I want you to spend a few minutes talking about what's been discovered regarding the election there in Arizona and the background of some of these people that are involved in this. What we now know about some of these individuals, where they came from, how they got there, and you know, scratching your head wondering why does someone who had such a significant federal job, high paying, become, oh, I don't know, a little appellate court judge?
Well, before we tap into just a few of the people, because we haven't done the deep dive research yet, it's just people have been sending information.
Okay.
Right. So people have sent me information, and I went, oh, wow. Okay, so we need to look at everybody. But first I wanted to bring to the attention, Leo D'Onofrio, who's the attorney that has been I've been working with, and a lot of other people. Well, he filed that case with Josh Barnett, and the Arizona bar came after him. So he had told me the other day, hey, listen, they filed a complaint against me, and they're coming after me. Don't say anything. And then he posted yesterday on Twitter. So I wanted to let everybody know. See, what happens when you actually do what's right and you just bring fact out. That's all he did. Everything that, because a lot of the stuff that's in that complaint, him and I worked on for 35 hours of phone and text time, putting together what transpired that day-ish, right? And it was actually many notes before, during, and after.
Right.
And now they're coming after him. So this is the country you live in, guys. Like I keep making it. I just wanted to be clear. Like I was writing some things down yesterday, and I guess we're still working on the habit thing because it's a little bit more complicated, and we want to make sure the next take action thing that we do actually has a chance to be able to. I don't want anything not to be worth your time. And I want to share one other thing, because I did talk to Carrie Lakes, one of Carrie Lakes' attorneys, on Wednesday. So okay. I was a little mad. So I was like, I need to call these guys. So anyway, what I realized yesterday when I was writing it to Nick Downs, I went, wow, America's actually been taken over. Because everyone keeps saying, hey, listen. And I said, this is the nail in the American coffin is Arizona, right? But then when I was looking at some other stuff, and I keep hearing people, like, they're sugarcoating things. They're dancing around. We're like, oh, well, you know, we've got a few freedoms left. Nothing against your next guest. But that was then I realized I knew I was onto it when he said, we have a few freedoms left. And I was like, we don't have the First Amendment. The second, we do ish, but they're coming after that next. And then I was like, that's really it. That's it. So I said, America, I want people to realize that America has been taken over, officially taken over.
From the inside. All right.
From the inside.
We're going to take a quick break.
Of course we are. Go buy some coffee, people.
We'll be back right after this. There we go. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck.
stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hey, cheers.
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 It's
so
morning.
This is my Vibe, my Resvante, and my Ultra Shot. It was a little fuller.
Mine is just coffee with no creamer, because apparently we ran out of creamer.
Ah, you
for
better,
someone who's watching.
Better have a conversation with somebody about that.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to waste any time, because, you know,
no, dude,
we
let's
got
get into it.
Yeah, about 9 minutes here, and then we're gone for the week, for the weekend.
Yeah.
All right. So
Arizona. So yes, that's what happens. You live in a country where people, they come after you. Okay. So what? The question is, what are the American people going to do about it? Okay. So that you need to think. Okay. What effort are you going to put in? What are you willing to do? Because you all need to do something at this point. Because we keep telling you it's just going to get worse and worse, and it does. Flags upside down. Still, I have a feeling it's going to be that way for a while. I don't want that to happen. So in Arizona. Carrie Lake's attorneys, which I know because everyone's like, what's the attorneys doing? They're not going to save you, just like Trump's not going to save you, okay? We the people are the ones that need to get off our rear ends or get off our arses to actually push back, fight back, and take care of this ourselves, because this is not about the candidates losing the election. It's the people's losing their ability to choose their representation. That's the whole purpose of an election.
Did you hear what I read earlier?
I don't know. What did you read?
About Roman? Well, because so many people, you know, on the Christian side are like, well, yeah, but, you know, God put these people in charge and Romans 13.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No,
okay.
No.
All right. Well, so, no. But,
not necessarily.
So can I
yeah, please.
Okay.
Well,
just so, well, but it's in line with what you're talking about. And so Romans 13 in the United States, folks, is us. We, the people, are the government and the sovereigns.
Mm-hmm.
Our founders were challenged by the preachers to answer the question, and I know you like this one, who is your king? Is it George or is it Jesus? They chose Jesus. George declared himself to be a form of deity, and the founders looked back at 1 Samuel 8 and 9 and the warning of God and took heed. It's why we are a representative republic and not a parliamentary democracy.
Mm-hmm.
When the tyrants rise up as they have, we are not fighting against God, but rather for him. Part of our mistake is disconnecting the Declaration of Independence from the Constitution. It can't be done and still have what was and is intended for America. The national theme is reflected in the constitutions of the 13 original colonies. Each one required their representatives to be professing believers and followers of the Bible. Without that foundation, we won't make it. We cannot come back from this if we don't return. And this isn't Christian nationalism. This is
it's just common sense facts.
Makes sense. Yeah. This is just be Christian, be patriotic, and be a part of this wondrous, great nation that was founded on godly principles that allow everyone the opportunity to have what we know is in us, which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's in you. It's not handed to you. There's not somebody out here. There's not even, God's not even out here holding it out in his hand and saying, here, have this. He's, no.
No.
He did this. Listen, he did this. And you came alive. And it's in you. And when you encounter Jesus Christ, it all it becomes what you are. And then you will lay down your life for the life of another so that they can experience what's in them. Life, liberty, and to pursue the fullness of everything that God has for them to experience. It's worth everything, everything, because it is who you are. That's why they're called inalienable rights.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle?
Yeah, so my suggestion is this. Before you take your next take action item, or you post on social media that you're so mad, or you're wondering what's going on, or you donate, which the worst thing you could ever do is donate to any of these campaigns or any of these groups, especially the RNC, or you feel, like I said, there's forms going around. They're like, sign this. Okay, who's doing a form? What's the group behind it? So if you have see something come across that doesn't have any in-depth information on who this group is or this organization, do not put your information on it. Okay, that's the craziest thing. That's like getting the emails that says, I'm a prince from some African country and I have $10 million and I need your bank instructions to get it out because I've chosen you. Okay? You're not the chosen one. So don't be careful. This is, I get people are desperate, but I think before you actually physically do anything or talk or post, you need to read the Constitution, and you need to read, like you just said, the Declaration of Independence, okay? Because I know that it's dangerous to touch the Bible, right? Because people freak out, right? So we don't want you, don't be touching the Bible. I'm gonna say, like, hold off on that, because that's apparently scary. I get it, right? I get it. So read the Constitution, read the Declaration, and if you're in Arizona, read the Arizona Constitution. And even if you don't read the whole thing, but at least just read the gist of it. because I think what you've got to get straight up here about what it all means and what it says in there in order to first, before you take an action. Because I was on a call the other day and everyone's like, well, what do we do? What do we do? But then the things that they were saying on the call meant they weren't ready to take the action because they still haven't figured out that this is their flag right now. Okay, so until you realize the situation you're in and what you have lost, because most of the time you can't appreciate something until you know you've lost it.
Yep.
So you've got to figure out where we are first and then realize what you had, and then you go, oh, my God, yes. Then maybe that's when you'll pick up the Bible. But what I'm saying is do that first. Now, I know I mentioned we were going to do, we're asking you to do the HABA Act, but we're making it's a little bit more complicated than what I was told when I looked at it. So we're making it very clear because there is a longer time period. It's not that 5 days in Arizona where you have a dispute, which apparently today they are filing the lawsuits. I did speak to one of the attorneys. Just between me and you and all us girls out there, I didn't like the conversation, and you can probably fill in the blanks as to why a month later why I didn't like the conversation. But I did make sure that they knew of the 800. I looked up it last night. 858,000 emails and petitions that were signed by all the people out there in America, all the ones that took the time and effort. Yes, it was only 2 minutes, but I still appreciate every 2 minutes.
Absolutely.
And they told their friends. We let them know. I mean, obviously we're not giving them the names, but that still has some merit in order to say. And then, of course, with the other two campaigns we did with Back for America to ban the machines, plus their nationwide, this was just Arizona, 858,000 emails and petitions. We were almost at 3 million. Okay, so 3 million people literally in the past, like, 2 months with both campaigns. The 858 was only in less than 3 weeks. That's amazing. That means people can take initiative and take action when they want to. So I made sure that the attorney, Lake's attorney that I did speak to, I said, I don't want these peaceful voices to yet be not heard again. So I know you can't use, I don't know how you're going to be able to use it, but you need to be able to implement that in something that you guys are submitting or whatever you're doing. Because that says a lot. That's in the United States when people don't show up for hardly anything. That means a lot. So I made it very clear that I needed to make sure because I want them to be on notice. I don't want them to say, well, we didn't even know about this. Now you know. I'll leave out his first name. And for those who've been watching the shows, they knew who I'm talking about.
Wrap this. So, 30 seconds. We've got to wrap.
I'm gonna work on this weekend. We're making it really concise as to what the next take action item is. But I'm going to put links in there to the Constitution. I'm going to put links to that Who Is Your King that we're going to bring back that PG did on my show. SaveMyFreedom.us. It's actually like a three-minute segment, and it's amazing. Him and Lucy DeGrazia did it. SaveMyFreedom.us. I'm behind on the Substack, but go to that, and then still do this other campaign, but we're going to make another one. But it has to do with the oath, because we need to be looking at who are the people that are representing you, the legislators. But do that, and tonight, Brighthand.tv, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I've got James Knox, we're talking Arizona, and J.D. Rucker, and then, of course, Tuesday, Wednesday,
There you go. SaveMyFreedom.us. She'll be back with us on Monday. Folks, we got a lot we're going into, a lot we're talking about, a lot we're covering. I know. And Michelle is, in the course of the next little bit, Michelle is going to be one of the first ones to do the health assessment, and she'll tell you about it. Listen, at the end of the day, please check this out, because we're going to have to give an account, and I put this together for you to encourage you, not to put you down. You got everybody listening, watching you, my audience, you're the real deal. I know that. You're the real deal, and that's why I love you. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.